solarmarble.com.
Welcome back to Halftime. Now on the highlighter, a special guest, the one and only Gabby Jackson. You may stand and rise and honor her. She will not, because currently she is in a monstrosity on her leg. She has got a cast going there and a brace. And I have to ask you, what happened to your right leg?
I tore my ACL and my meniscus during a field hockey scrimmage.
And you are a field hockey juggernaut, so it has to be bothering you right now, right?
Absolutely. I wish I could be playing. I've already missed two games from this season, and it kills me that I'm not part of any of the action.
With that being said, though, you should turn this around, and hopefully you're also a swimmer. You'll be back in time for swimming, correct?
That is very correct. I'm hoping that if I get through all my exercises and I do well in physical therapy, I'll be back in the pool.
What are your specialties in swimming?
Typically, I swim the 200 IM and then the 100 back.
Which is more fun? Which is more difficult?
I really like the 200 IM just because I like swimming all the four different strokes, but the 100 back is definitely by far my favorite because it's a short race, in and out. I like that.
But you can only see where you've been, right?
That's true.
As we talk with Gabby Jackson at Halftime. Gabby, talk about your involvement inside the hallways here at Bishop Hartley. I know you're part of the Honor Society, and you held a position in that, did you not?
I did. Actually, I was elected as the only junior last year to be an official. I was secretary. So although I didn't have the biggest role in the administration part of NHS, I did fact like tickets during meetings. I kept everyone updated. So that was a great opportunity, and I'm very thankful that Mrs. Maloof allowed me the opportunity.
And there are a number of activities that NHS is involved in. In my day, it was just wearing these gold sweaters together. What do you guys do as part of NHS?
Well, actually, we do a couple of service projects. This year, we did a gene drive. So every student was, I wouldn't say required, but if they brought in a pair of jeans, then they got a dress down day. And then those jeans were given to a community home or some sort of place for people who needed clothes. And so everyone who brought this pair of jeans in, like obviously they gave for a good cause and they got something out of it.
And also you're a member of the ambassadors, correct? Talk about that.
As an ambassador, my job is mainly to show incoming freshmen or eighth graders what Hartley's all about. So eighth graders, if they come to feeder school, we give them tours around the high school, and then the parents, sometimes they come and we have to answer like their questions and things of that nature.
Let me ask you as a follow-up then, what is Hartley about? I've been wondering this for 37 years. What is Bishop Hartley about?
Bishop Hartley is a place where you can go for a strong, faith-driven education. The community itself is very welcoming. If there's a new student, I've never not seen someone like approach them and just welcome them. It's a very warm environment, and it's different from other high schools that I've seen or have seen portrayed on TV. Like the aspects of their like being like bullying, I've truly never seen like big like bullying, I guess you could say. Like, everyone's just very friendly and very welcoming.
How important is faith to you going to Hartley, and how do you pass that along to other people that are considering Bishop Hartley?
Well, for me, faith is pretty important. I come from a Catholic family, and then I went to a Catholic feeder school, St. Pius, all my life from preschool to eighth grade. So for me, Hartley is the place where I can go to further my education and understanding of my faith. And not only am I getting a better education and understanding, for me, it's helped me grow into the person I want to become faith-wise. They just give you like the freedom to discover every aspect of the faith, and then they give you the ability to grow in your faith. So that's pretty important. And then for those who are very faithful, I recommend this school because not only are you given the chance to discover your faith more, but you're given the opportunity to just express to others how you view your faith and how you want to contribute to the rest of the school.
Well, you told me ahead of time you wanted to go into a liberal arts school and deal with education, psychology. And the speech you just gave, I think you're ready. We can bypass those years of education. But is that something you would consider as being a teacher?
Absolutely. My mom is actually a first grade teacher at French Run Elementary School. And obviously education is like a big part of my background. I mean, I understand teacher sides of things. I mean, I hear every complaint she makes. So as a result, I think it's important that you have people who are willing to teach the future generations. And that's what really drives me to become a teacher.
And finally, do you have a message you'd like to share with the folks at home here at Halftime?
Absolutely. I would like to say, go Hawks!
And we thank Gabby Jackson for her time here at halftime, and we'll take a break. More of the halftime show just around the corner. This is the CCL Game of the Week, as presented by the Bob Boyd family here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820. And just a reminder, you are listening to WVSG Columbus, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus help you get to a better state, because he'll talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent Kevin Smith in Columbus and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
It's time to experience the new look of Lincoln at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus. Like the all-new 2020 Lincoln Aviator, the luxurious midsize SUV with seating for seven, or the new Lincoln Navigator with spacious second and third row seating, 450 horsepower engine, and state-of-the-art technology. And at Bob Boyd Lincoln of Columbus, we believe there's no greater luxury than your time. That's why every new Lincoln comes with complimentary pickup and delivery for all service. Experience Lincoln for yourself. Bob Boyd Lincoln, I-270 and Sawmill Road, or at lincolnofcolumbus.com.
One.
And welcome back to Hilliard Darby High School at halftime. Division 3, Region 11, a regional finalist tonight at the break. Jonathan Alder tied with Bishop Hartley at 7. Honored to be joined here with a live version of the highlighter at halftime by the one and only, hold your applause, the athletic director at Bishop Hartley, volleyball coach extraordinaire, and many more titles that we don't have time to mention, Mike Ray. And Dr. Ray, how are you tonight, sir?
Doing well. Thanks, Randy.
Is it warmer in the press box or is it colder in here?
I haven't decided yet. It is pretty darn cool up in this press box. It may be a little colder up here than it is on the field.
It retains cold if there is such a thing. Well, let's talk about what's going on at Bishop Hartley. So many great things. I believe you have an open house just around the corner, Dina.
Well, we actually had our open house a couple weeks ago. Okay. We had over 400 people attend. It was unbelievable. Gym was packed, families walking around taking tours of our new facilities. It was an exciting night for us.
And how long does it take to find out what comes out of something like that? Is that a couple of weeks, a couple of months?
Throughout the next couple of weeks, we get more admissions, more people interested. You know, any eighth grader interested in attending Bishop Hartley, they just need to go to our website, fill out the admissions form, and the process gets started. So, but our enrollment has been up the last 3 years. We've had 200 kids every year for the last 3 years, so it's been really good for us.
You mentioned the website. What is that website, by the way?
It's bishop-hartley.org.
I'd be remiss in my duties if I didn't ask you how the volleyball season went as well, too. You had a very young squad, I know, right?
Had a really young squad. Four freshmen started for us. We were district runner-up to DeSales, who ended up winning the state championship. And earlier in the year, we were one of two teams to knock them off. So, you know, we're really happy with the way our season went. We're happy for DeSales that they were able to get the state title. And, you know, we look for the CCL to be part of that Final Four at all divisions as much as possible.
We go from volleyball to basketball as the hoop season is heating up. How do things look for the boys and the girls right now?
Looks good. You know, our girls are going to be a little bit young, kind of like volleyball was. But we're excited about our girls' team. They have battle in the Hawk's Nest on January 18th, where we've got 14 schools coming in. It's going to be a great day, a long day, but it's going to be a great day. Our boys have a really tough schedule this year, so it's going to be interesting to see how they handle themselves.
We're talking about the battle in the Hawk's Nest. Let's go over that in detail a little bit. It's a big day of girls basketball from sunrise to sunset and more, right?
Absolutely. We start at 9 a.m., and our last game is at 8:30 p.m. We've got Mercy coming in from Kentucky. We've got teams all over Ohio, all Catholic school teams. So we're really excited about that. We'll have JV and our new TAC, and we'll have all the varsity games in our main gym.
And I know that has its own website too, does it not?
It actually does. It's battleinthehawksnest.com.
What else is going on athletically at Bishop Hartley? We've only kind of touched on a couple of sports, but I know it's a full slate for you, and it's got to be a busy time. I don't know how you keep everything straight.
Yeah, the fall is our busiest time, but, you know, winter with our swimming program, our diving program, our wrestlers. Wrestling team did really well last year, and we're looking for them to build on that, continue their success. And I don't want to forget our bowling teams, who did really well last year, and they've got a lot of seniors coming back. So,
if I were a parent or a student-athlete trying to contemplate my future, give me a couple of reasons why I should contemplate Bishop Hartley as the next step.
You know, it's always comes back to the family atmosphere at Bishop Hartley. And, you know, the community, all of our families, just when they get in there, they love it. They love our holistic approach to education. You know, we're faith-filled. And we want everyone to leave Bishop Hartley as a great participating person when they leave. And like Mike Winters always says, 4 for 40. We're going to give you 4 years, and it's going to last you for 40 when you get out.
And again, if people want more information, is there a website they can go to?
There is. It's bishop-hartley.org. And I'm going to mention one more thing. Our drama department is doing Little Women December 5th through the 8th. December 5th, 6th, and 7th, 7 p.m. show down at Kappa. And the 8th, it'll be a 2 p.m. show.
Well, finally, your coach, Ray, not in volleyball, but in football. I put you down on the sidelines. You're tied at 7 as you start the second half. What do you say to your team?
Finish. It's been a great first half. Scores all tied. We've got 2 quarters to go, and we got to be the aggressor here, and we've got to be able to finish.
We're closer to December than we are January, but aren't we pretty close to January as well, too? And Mr. January in the backfield taking over in the second half?
J.J. January, yeah. He's Jalen's. I think we're going to see a little more Jalen here in the second half.
Mike, thanks so much for your time and your great leadership as well, too.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Randy.
We'll take a break. We are tied at 7 between Jonathan Alder and Bishop Hartley. When we come back, Larry and I will peruse the scores from other games in the state of Ohio. And we'll take a look at some of the highlights and stats from this contest. Again, tied at 7 between Jonathan Alder and Bishop Hartley. Division 3, Region 11, Regional Final, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Looking for a Ford Explorer or Jeep? Bob Boyd Lancaster is your one-stop shop. It's the only place in Central Ohio where you can tag both and compare side-by-side, where they go head-to-head to get you the best deal.
So make it easy. One place, 5 brands. It's the Bob Boyd way.
This is Jerry Snodgrass, Executive Director of the Ohio High School Athletic Association. One of my long-standing goals is to help people understand that high school sports are about so much more than wins and losses. The OHSAA promotes education-based athletics, where sports are an extension of the classroom. Our schools all want to win. There's no doubt about it. But at the end of the day, it's all about sportsmanship, leadership, and making certain that academics are a priority. Thank you for your support of high school sports in Ohio.
Versus Harvest Prep, Saturday night at 6:45, right here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Now's the perfect time to pursue your master's degree at Ohio Dominican University. Ohio Dominican's high-demand grad programs in business, healthcare administration, education, and sport management will equip you with the skills you need to advance your career. With courses available 100% online and on campus in the evening, you can choose how, when, and where you earn your master's degree. Classes start soon. Apply now at ohiodominican.edu/grad.
And welcome back to Hilliard Derby High School. Tied at 7, Jonathan Alder and Bishop Hartley at the break. Randy Reinhart, Larry Wolf. We'll peruse some of the other scores from around the state. And again, we thought Harrison was so effective against DeSales last week, but it's now 31-0. Lancers early in the second quarter, so LaSalle is cruising in that one.
Makes you wonder if Harrison's quarterback is playing.
Mechanicsburg over Covington by a count of 28-14 in that contest. We mentioned our score here. We are tied at 7 apiece. We'll check out some more scores in just a little bit. Pickerington Central has scored again. They lead Groveport 20-0 in that game.
And other contests, we've got Archbold playing tonight, and the Blue Streaks taking on Anna. It's all Rockets right now. They lead 28-0 that one. Cary over East Knox, 14-7. Mogador and Springfield Local mounted at 14. Trotwood Madison and Baden, they would play the winner of this game. And you look at the numbers right now, and they are goose-egged at the half.
Well, theoretically, they play. They do reseed after the regional final.
They've already reseeded.
Have they reseeded already?
They've already reseeded. But Pickerington Central has scored again. They lead Groveport 20-0 in that game. And other contests, we've got Archbold playing tonight, and the Blue Streaks taking on Anna. It's all Rockets right now. They lead 28-0 in that one. Cary over East Knox, 14-7. Mogador and Springfield Local mounted at 14. Trotwood Madison and Baden, they would play the winner of this game. And you look at the numbers right now, and they are goose-egged at the half.
Well, theoretically, they play. They do reseed after the regional final.
They've already reseeded.
Have they reseeded already?
They've already reseeded. Ground for Alder, they had 128 total offense, 86 rushing, 42 passing. First downs, 8-6 Alder in favor of Hartley in that category. Penalties, 2 for 9 yards against Hartley, 1 for 5 against Alder, and 1 turnover, and that was that interception inside the 10-yard line by Izzard. And that is it when it comes to numbers in the first half. Now, those were team numbers, individual stats for Bishop Hartley. Jalen January has 9 carries for 54 yards and a touchdown. Evans has 1 carry for 35 yards. That was on the first play when the Hawks had the ball. Now, Alder has Proxmire, 11 carries, 68 yards. He's been very effective between the tackles. Fennec, 7 catches for 28 yards and 4 carries for 18 yards and a touchdown. Keith is 8 of 11 passing for 29 yards before he went out with the injury. And Headings, 1 for 4 passing, good for 13 yards. Tied at 7, January got it going for the Hawks, 9 yards out, 5 plays, 63 yards. Hawk the PAT, that took 2:35 off the clock, 7-0 at the end of 1, then tied at 7 at halftime because in the second quarter, Fennec ran it in as he replaced Keith at quarterback on that play. 11 plays, 60 yards, 6:17 off the clock, more with the PAT, and we stand tied at 7 here at the break. Speaking of breaks, we'll take one final one. When we come back, we'll start the second half of regional final action. Bishop Hartley and Jonathan Alder knotted at 7 here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.